Maseches Nida, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Hamapeles sandal o shilya, if a woman gives birth or miscarries, something that appears to be the shape of a shoe or the shape of a placenta, teshev lezachar v'lenekeva, so she should presume that it is a child that she miscarried, and she should, but it's unidentifiable what the gender of the child is, so she should take on the stringencies of both having given birth to a male child and to having birth to a female child. So that means that she has 14 days of tumah as if it was a female child, followed by 26 days of tahara, which is the meaning ending after 40 days, which is like the stringency of giving birth to a male child. Shilia babayis, if there's placenta inside a house, inside a physical house, habayis tame, then the house is considered tame because the assumption is ein shilia below vlad, there's no such thing as placenta without there being child in that and inside that placenta, and therefore there is tuma in the house because it's as if there is a dead child inside that house. Rachmana litzlan. Lo sheha shilya vlad, as the Mishnah itself continues, not because the placenta itself is a child, ela she'ein shilya below vlad, but because there's no such thing as the presence of a placenta without also having the presence of a child. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Nimo kavlad ad shalo yatza. It's possible, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the fetus itself got absorbed inside the woman's body and did not come out with the placenta. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like the Tanakhama, that if there is placenta that comes out, we have to presume that there was also a child accompanying the placenta. Mishnah Hey. Hamapelis tumtum vandroginos. A woman miscarries a child that either has unrecognizable characteristics of gender. So it's not clear whether this child was male or female. That's tumtum vandroginos is a child that seemingly has the physical characteristics of both a male and a female. The genitals of both a female and a male. Then teshev lezachar l'nekeva, the halacha again is that she should, she becomes tmeya mishum leida, and takes on the stringencies of both having given birth to a male child and to a female child, which means again 14 days of tumah followed by 26 days of tahara. Tumtum vizachar, let's say she has twins, two children that she miscarried. If it's a tumtum and a zachar, or an androgynos and a zachar, then again, teshev lezachar l'nekeva, then she takes on the stringencies of both and has tumah for 14 days, followed by tahara for 26 days. Tumtum unekeva, but if she gives birth to a tumtum and a female child, or an androgynos and a female child, then teshev l'nekeva bilvad, then she is allowed to sit for the period of nekeva alone. And that's because there is a nekeva there with certainty, and therefore she's allowed to have the full 80 days of tahara following, as part of her 14 days, and 14 plus 66 for a full 80 days. 14 days of tumah followed by 66 days of tahara because she did with certainty give birth to a female child. So it makes sense to have 14 plus 66 and the fact that she also has a tumtum or an androgynous along with that nekeva does not change her ability to be eligible for the full 66 days of tahara. Yatza mechutach o misuras. If a woman miscarries and it comes out in pieces, misha yatza rubo, as soon as the majority of the pieces come out, then harehu ki yalud. Then that is considered as if she gave birth, and the tumas leida begins begins at that moment. Yatza kedarko, if it comes out, the child comes out the ordinary way, which is it comes out whole, not in pieces, and it comes out with the head first, then it's ad she yetze rov rosho, then it's until the majority of the head comes out, she is considered tahora, and then once the majority of the head does come out, then she is considered tmeya mishum leda. The eza rov rosho, and what's considered the definition of the majority of the head, misha tetze panachto, it's when the forehead comes out, that's considered the majority of the head having emerged.